Hello everybody, welcome to Artist Corner. Today I'm joined by a special guest, Classy Ditto. And if you're not familiar with their work, they composed for Pizza Tower. And they also have their own game that's coming out eventually called Kipidon. Is that how you pronounce it?
Kipidon.
Kipidon?
Yeah.
And yeah, they make a lot of great music and I'm really excited to talk to you today. Thanks for joining me.
The problem.
So what's the story behind how you got to be on the Pizza Tower team? Is there anything you do differently if you were brought on to it now?
I was definitely brought on when I was like way like younger. It was pretty much just like circumstance, really. I would just so happen to be in the Discord, and I also just so happened to be like making some remixes because that's a thing I do with songs I like. And then Pig was like, "Hey, do you want to come on?" And I was like, "Sure." And then that's how I got on.
Were you friends with any of the people on the team before you joined?
I can't remember. Not like any like real past, but I might have like made friends with Sauce before I was technically on the team, but I was still like in the server. I can't remember the chronological order of the things, but yeah.
And when you said you did a lot of remixes, were there any games in particular that you think, or soundtracks that you remixed that you think helped you get on the Pizza Tower team?
Well, the remixes that they heard was remixes of the like Pizza Tower songs that were like already like out at the time.
Oh wow. And were there any valuable resources that you've used to learn how to make your music, whether it's well known or more obscure?
Mostly just YouTube, really. That's pretty much like all most of my knowledge comes from. It's just looking up like tutorials and stuff on YouTube and then just learning it while doing it. That's pretty much the extent of my knowledge.
I heard that from another interview that I think you only took a music theory class in school.
Yeah, but that was like last year. That was like after most of the songs were like already done.
Do you think that it's better to self-teach yourself, or does it just depend on the person?
I would say that depends on the person, but I don't know. I would say it depends on the person. Cause I would, but like specifically for me, it's like, I don't know. I only retain like very like specific things in classes. It's hard for me to get like a whole like wider view unless I'm like learning it myself in a way.
Do you think that you're someone who learns from trial and error too?
Yeah, very much so.
I think oftentimes it's a little tricky with school because I don't know. I feel like if you're someone who learns that way and you're in that setting, it might be a little bit different because you're moving so quickly from one thing to the next.
Because like for like schooling, you're basically like being given like words and instructions, and like it's very hard for me to like translate that into like what to actually do. And so I only really figure things out like once I like do it enough times.
Are there any exercises you've done that help you, instead maybe you hear a piece of information and you find yourself only regurgitating that? Has there been any times where you've practiced actually trying to understand the information instead of just regurgitating it to somebody?
For me, it's like the opposite. I have no idea how to explain the things I know. I only know how to like do them.
That's fine. That's a great skill, I think. It's better than just regurgitating. Are there any specific sample CDs that you find yourself gravitating towards when you make music?
I mean, the classic like Skip Norman Cook's "Get to My Loops," that it just has really good drums in there. What else? I don't know what else I can name off the top of my head. I'm actually gonna look in my folder right now and see if there's anything
Have you used
worthwhile.
Internet Archive at all to find stuff?
Yeah, a lot. I've used it for at least like a fourth of what I have.
Yeah, there's the classic 90s CD sample collection that you can find. I think it has hundreds of thousands of downloads on it.
Yeah. Best service Gigapack. That's really good.
I think that's a classic. That one has all the pads and stuff, right?
Yeah, it has like a bunch of pads and like drum loops and other stuff.
Nice. When you sample stuff, how do you make sure that what you're sampling is not gonna get you in trouble?
I really don't. I just try. The thing is, I sample to the music and I listen to, and like a lot of the music I listen to is like, I won't say that all of it is like obscure, but it's like the things where like maybe like the record label is just like stopped, or like I don't know. This just so happens to be a lot, but there is just like a lot of things where like I think about like this is I'm gonna get a cease and desist one day, but it never happens. I just try to not sample something like too obvious, and then that's it.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of that falls under fair use too, right? If you change it so much that it's not noticeable anymore.
Yeah, I think so. And I've done my fair share of that also.
So, since you mentioned a lot about sampling music that you listen to, what musicians do you listen to now? And do you think that your music tastes have changed since you started making music?
I think what listening to music has done for my music taste is more just made me like branch out and understand the things that I already liked. Like it helped me understand how to like what sort of like through lines through like the things that I enjoy already. For musicians that I like right now, currently, well, just before this interview, I was listening to 1-800-PAIN because they just like dropped a new song, I think. I listened to Quedeca, Digable Planets, and some other stuff that I can't remember off the top of my head right now. But that's just what I've been listening to recently.
Are there any genres that you listen to more than others?
I do have a tendency to listen to more things that feature like jazz elements and like other like sampling stuff. I just like those two things a lot.
Do you think about genre when you make music at all?
Not at all. I usually just think about like the sound of it because I don't even know what genres mean, to be honest, and they're not really useful at all.
Yeah. I think it's interesting to hear people's perspectives on that because, I mean, I've heard in some ways genre can be useful, but it's kind of, in a lot of ways, it also pigeonholes you into having to make music a certain way that might not be freeing as a creative
Yeah.
person.
And even from the perspective of just a music like listener, I feel like it's easier for me to find music that sounds similar to what I want to hear, like through like the community around the music, like seeing like who collabed with who and like going through like who else released on this label and whatnot. Like it's just way easier to find new things that I would enjoy through that instead of like looking up like a genre and finding stuff from there.
Do you listen to interviews of people you listen to? I found for me that That helps me find a lot of new music actually too, because they'll talk about other artists in those interviews.
I'll watch those interviews if I'm interested in their character or
Yeah.
whatever.
What was your songwriting process like when you were composing for Pizza Tower? And did that change when making music for your game, Keep It On?
Okay, so for Pizza Tower, it was I had to like figure out like how to make like a Pizza Tower song just throughout the whole development process.
You're kind of thrown
I
into
did,
that.
I did try to I would try to like make a song I would normally make, but sort of restrict the sounds I was able to use. So that was a big part of it. And through listening to the other composers' stuff, Mr. Sossman, listening to through his stuff, I would like hear some elements that I would play with and try to incorporate into what I was doing for the game as well.
Did you have to learn how to work as a team with other composers, or was it more of a, I guess, sending stuff back and forth kind of deal?
Well, we had a lot of sort of creative freedom in a way, but like for me, I definitely had to learn like how to make something that like actually like fits the situation or whatever is going on in like a piece of media. Like I had to learn how to like how to find like the correct feeling and sound for certain things. Like if I wanted it to sound like something, if I imagined it sounding completely different than like the prompts and ideas that are given to me, I sort of learned through that how to like meld my ideas to fit what they have without sort of dropping, without sacrificing, like how do I explain, without sort of sacrificing I can't find the words for it, but you know what I mean, just by, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Did
Yeah.
you find yourself having to kind of change, I guess, change how you live your daily life in order to figure out different kinds of feelings for the music you were making?
Not in my life, really. Yeah, no.
The main reason I asked that is because I found for me personally is whenever I'm writing music, I find that I often change a lot of the habits I do, and that kind of reflects on the music. But are you someone who uses music theory often, or do you just go by your ears?
I know sort of like the basics or like up to like intermediates a little bit, but then I use that to like help along the way. I mostly use my ears. I use music theory to make it easier.
So, do you think it's important to learn music theory as a composer?
I don't know. It's definitely not necessary, but like
It helps.
it's a good help. It's a good way to make things not take forever.
Are there any other tools that you use to make, not, I don't want to say better music, but music that is more closer to the vision that you have in your mind?
Well, I don't know. I usually before I make a song, I have like an idea of what I want it to sound like, but throughout the process of making it, I just allow myself to sort of let whatever is about to come out just come out. Sort of whatever happens, happens type deal.
Yeah, I think that's actually a great way to do it. I think it's probably everyone has their own way of doing things, and I think it's really interesting to hear everyone's different process. Is there anyone in your life that inspires the music that you write or the work that you do?
In real life,
Or anything?
I don't know. Not as of recent. I think when I was like a little like baby child, I'm remembering when I was like a little tiny child, and like my dad is like a musician slash DJ, and he was making something, and then he let me like drag a note or like to something, and then it actually like worked, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And that might have like done like a domino
Sparks.
trail of just like doing irreversible damage to my life.
Do you ever get inspired by places at all?
More by being inspired by places more coincides with my own sort of my own projects and like art and like game development. It doesn't really come out in the music that much.
Speaking of game development, since you're making your game all by yourself, right?
I'm getting like help in terms of like getting other people to like make some songs and having other people to like play test it. But in terms of like actually making it's just me.
How different has your process been for making a game compared to working on someone else's game?
I definitely, because I started keeping on after Pizza Tower came out, I sort of like I had an idea of like how to like be like consistent at something, how to like what things to prioritize and what not to. And I would say like my sort of I think my process of like development and all that does sort of reflect, what I saw and experienced through the making of Pizza Tower. It was like sort of like free. It was, I won't say, I don't know. It was definitely a more sort of,
Green experience.
I don't know the word. I think it's more like sort of like free in the way it's made. Like it's being made without like setting too much constraint, and then just letting things happen. If it's cool, it's cool,
So not having too many expectations on it.
I guess. Well, it's yeah. That's sort of the way I'm making the game right now. I'm very much allowing myself to experiment and freestyle with my ideas.
How do you make the art for the game?
At first, I was just drawing with a mouse. The art program I use is Aceprite, by the way.
Oh, nice.
And at first, I started with using only a mouse. But recently, I got like a drawing tablet, and so I've been using that, and it's been it made definitely made drawing way easier, especially for 'cause sometimes I like to draw with a more like rough art style, and before I got the drawing tablet, what I would do is like take a photo with my phone of the like sketch on the paper, and then like go to Inkscape and then extract the line art from there, and then drag into Acesprite and then go from there. And getting the drawing tablets very much cut that out of the process, made it a lot faster and a lot more fun.
How long have you been drawing for?
A lot of my life.
Because when I saw the game, the art looks really good, and I mean, yeah, it looked like something someone who's been drawing for a long time can make.
Thank you. I th think I like got good at drawing like a year or two ago. And then yeah, because for a very long time I was just sort of whatever at it.
What does the name of your game mean, if you don't mind explaining it?
It's I think I came up with the game name by like Google translating the word Cupid into like I don't remember which language. I think it was Haitian Creole or something. I just translated the word Cupid into that, and it came out as Cupidon. I was like, that's catchy. I like it.
Nice.
And so
That
that's what the name means.
kind of stuff's awesome to me when something cool like that comes up just kind of by coincidence, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, it kind of relates to the game too, because I mean, from what I've seen, it looks like it's a game that has a lot of themes about love. I'm not
Yeah.
sure if that's accurate.
Yeah. You're basically playing sort of a role of a Cupid by making people like feel love and happiness with the flower that shoots little hearts out of it.
Are there any plans for the game to come out in the next few years, or?
I'm hoping for it to come out in February of 2025 and hopefully have it released on Valentine's Day because I think that would be
That'd be
cool.
awesome. Nice. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's like about halfway done, which is pretty good.
Are there any games that have inspired that game?
In terms of the gameplay, I would say Katamari inspired like a lot of it. And sort of the gameplay loop where you're just going around an area and getting as much points as possible in it with a strict timer. The formula is really, really fun to play with.
And oh yeah,
And
sorry.
with the art style, I sort of inspired by Jet Set Radio with how that I use with like the cell shading and the outlines, and I made the outlines sort of vibrate. I used a shader to make the outlines vibrate so the outlines would look rough, sort of like the same way how like my drawn art looks with the rough outlines.
Wow, you mentioned Jet Set Radio. Have you played Bomb Rush Cyberpunk yet?
I think it's pretty fun. I think it's better than Future, but not better than the first game. It's a cool. I would like to see more like skating action games because that's a cool genre that not much has been made.
Yeah, and I've noticed a lot of games like that have so much good music in them too, that I don't know, I wish there was more too.
Yeah.
Have you ever played the, there's another game kind of like that. I can't remember the name. I think it's in that same vein. It's a skating game and it was released years back.
Oh,
I can't remember.
I remember playing one that was called Butterflies. That one's pretty good. I like how the controls work in that one. It's really fun.
Have you ever played Skate 3?
I haven't. I have not.
That's fair. It's an older game, but it's really good. I think you should.
Yeah, I've been trying to find more like actions or like skating games to play for another game idea I have for the far, far future.
It's not a serious game per se, but it's a lot of
Yeah.
fun.
I've seen it definitely.
How often do you design your own sounds compared to sampling?
I feel like ever since starting keeping it on, I've started doing more sort of sound design. I still I would say like sampling is like sick like 50 or 40% of it, and then sound design is like 60 or 50 or something. Like sort of 50-50.
Are there any sound design tricks that you think are important to know for other composers and musicians?
I don't know. I'm bad at advice. Think the way I do things is very the way I do things is very like not good for giving good advice.
Well, what is good advice?
I don't know. I feel like if I were to give advice, it'd have to be like something that could be like applicable in a like to a lot of people instead of just like my sort of process of sort of freestyling it in a way.
Well, I guess instead of any advice, I guess I'm just curious about how you do things instead.
I would say whenever I'm doing anything like sort of experimental with like synths and stuff, I do a lot of sort of randomization with certain parameters just to make things sound extra weird and crazy. With sampling in particular, I like to sample, and when I'm like stretching it, I like to use the resample option instead of like stretching it and like keeping like the pitch and whatever. I just like to let the pitch do its thing while I stretch it because it usually comes out cooler that way.
And you're an FL too.
Yeah.
I saw a clip actually. You sampled Kevin McLeod, I think. And I
Yeah.
saw you post a clip of that, which by the way, I've interviewed him previously.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, how do you, when you sample a song like that, by the way, how do you take something from a song and I'm trying to think of the word. I guess let's say there's an instrument you want to get out of the song. How do you make it its own instrument from everything else?
That's a good question because, sometimes I feel like a lot of the times I usually try, other than like just like putting it in key with the rest of the songs, I usually like let it just like be with like very minimal EQ. Like I try to let the little details of the song be able to like appear in their own way. Sometimes you get some really cool like happy accidents with that.
Do you limit how many effects you let yourself use for anything?
Not at all. The only limits are the limit my computer can handle, and that's it. But usually, most of the time, I don't need that many. But if I want to do something crazy, I'll do it.
I think from what I'm understanding is you like to just go with the flow and go more off of
Yeah,
feeling.
very, very much so.
How do you come up with your chord progressions for your songs?
A lot of, I would say a lot of them just include a major seventh of some sort, and this is very cool chord. I like it. I would say sometimes I like find the chord progression just by messing around like on my guitar sometimes, and it sounds nice. I've been doing that more with the Keep It On soundtrack. I've been using more guitar, and it's been fun to like learn how to like actually like play at least decently.
Do you ever learn other songs and take the progressions from those into your own?
I've done that a couple times. Yeah.
I think that's actually a pretty common thing to do. I mean, chord progressions themselves aren't copyrighted,
Yeah.
but I think it's also just cool to learn other songs too, not just to do that.
Yeah. And it lets you like learn like another like sort of tool or thing you can do when you're just making something without thinking about it.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting. If there is a game that's already out and has a soundtrack for it, if you could go back in time to compose for that game, what game would you pick? It can be any game.
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it'd be cool to I think it'd be cool to try to do some sort of Katamari game, but I don't know. In my head, I just like the I already just like the way things are. But like I feel like yeah, like a game like Katamari would be fun to make music for.
Do you think you'd ever compose for a movie?
That'd be cool. I would like to do that. I'd like to like compose for like a show or like a movie or something. That'd be neat.
Do you think you'd compose for a for an animated show, or do you think you'd want to do a live action?
I feel like an animated show would be easier for me, and so I would rather do an animated.
I feel like a lot of your music kind of reminds me of some animated shows too.
Like what?
I don't know, it's just nothing in particular, but I think it's just kind of the whole vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be really interesting, I think, to see an action movie with some jungle music behind
No,
it. Have you ever seen anything like that?
but I can easily imagine
That'd be awesome, right?
it.
But yeah. Are there any games that you're playing right now that are inspiring your work?
I've just been going back and playing like Katamari and Jet Set Radio.
Oh yeah. I think I already
Oh, and
asked this question.
I've also been playing Deltarune because
Oh nice.
I've never actually like played it like when it came out, and so I beat chapter two like last night.
What'd you think of it?
It's pretty good. I really like it. I just like the way like Toby Fox like approaches like creating games in general. It's really cool.
Have you played or heard of Undertale Yellow?
I've heard of it, but I haven't played it.
I've heard good things about it. Maybe it's something worth checking out.
Maybe.
Is there anything that you're excited for this year with your work or just in life in general?
I don't know. I have an album coming out in a couple of days, but like, yeah, I feel like that's other than that, I'm just looking forward to finishing Cupidon, working on the next idea that I have.
Nice. What is your album going to be called? Unless you want to keep that a secret.
It's already out there. It's called
Oh.
Sound of Feeling. It's coming out, I think this coming Saturday, yeah.
Nice. And people can listen to that everywhere, basically, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I think you should get definitely check out their music if you're into good music. So
If you like enjoyable sounds, you'll enjoy my
there's
music.
probably going to be a lot of bangers for sure.
I definitely made it I definitely made it more sort of the songs are like shorter and they sort of come and go. And yeah, I just I, that's sort of what I that that's sort of what I tried to do
Is it in kind
for
of
that.
the same style that you have been making music in, or did you try something new?
It's definitely the same process. I think the only difference is that I tried to make it more consciously sort of like banger to banger kind of. Because I wanted to try doing something like that, because every like other like album that I've ever put out was I've like had like a solid concept and everything flows into each other, and it's like, and I just wanted to try my hand at making something that's just like song to song. It goes like song to song to song, and yeah, I just
So,
wanted to try that out.
more of a compilation of songs you made.
Kind of, but it still sort of feels like they belong together.
I'm really looking forward to that. And I think that's about it for today's interview, unless there's anything else that you'd like to talk about.
When is this coming out? Because
I
depending on
think
when.
next week, Friday.
Yeah, okay. I'll just say give me a new update to the Keep It On demo soon. It may or may not be out by the time this is out. So just check maybe. And then Sound of Feeling will be out by then, I think. So listen to that also. And yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say, really.
You can find their music on Spotify, iTunes, basically wherever you listen to music. And
Yeah.
you can also follow them on Twitter. And are you on Instagram at all?
I only have like a private account though. Yeah, I'm not really on it
All
that
right.
much.
Yeah, that's where you can find their stuff. So yeah, thanks everyone for listening or watching. I really appreciate you taking your time to join me today.
No
I had a lot
problem.
of fun, and I'm looking forward to whatever you put out next. So that's about it, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye
Bye.
bye.
Love you guys.